Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. My co-host Meghna Chakrabarty is out today. When we hear this music, a couple of phrases might come to mind, like, get out of the water, and we're going to need a bigger boat. Whatever you think, though, it ain't good. Okay, so the opening scene from that iconic movie Jaws still strikes fear in the hearts of many beachgoers, not to mention concern among tourist industry promoters and businesses, perhaps at places like Cape Cod, or maybe not. In what might seem like a bit of a paradox, the town of Chatham on Cape Cod is trying to rebrand the scary shark and use it to boost their tourist trade. It turns out the increasing number of shark sightings are good for business, as are shark-themed t-shirts, bracelets, even lectures about these big, scary predators. So writes Warren Cornwall in this week's Globe magazine. He calls the piece Shark Inc., and he joins us now. And Warren, good to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Really interesting piece. So first of all, give us a sense of what you observed in Chatham, for example, around this fascination with sharks and how sharks, the presence of sharks, is being merchandised.
Well, you can't, if you walk down Main Street in Chatham, you can't really turn around without seeing a dorsal fin or, a big toothy grin from a shark. It's striking how omnipresent it is. You walk past a gallery and you see the classic Cape Cod scenery, and then at some point you see a picture of a shark. You walk into a t-shirt shop, and inevitably there's t-shirts with sharks and some kind of clever joke about them.
You had a great detail in your story. You mentioned that even the 4th of July parade featured sharks, as if sharks played a role in the American Revolution. I love that.
Yeah, there were quite a few.
So what's the thinking of tourist industry officials that you spoke to about this? I mean, you might think that they'd want to play down the possibility of encountering one of these big predators in the waters. What's going on? What are they thinking?
Well, I think it's two things. One is that people seem genuinely interested in the sharks, and when they were first, when their presence was first sort of noticed 4 years ago, they saw a lot of people come to town trying to see the sharks, and so I don't think they necessarily knew that was going to happen, but it did. So part of it is just them responding to just public interest. And then a couple of people made reference to the phrase making lemonade out of lemons. So I think there is some sense that, having sharks in your backyard can cut both ways. And so trying to make it as positive as possible.
Mm. Now, a lot of this is based in the fact that there have been a big increase in shark sightings. Yesterday, a team of biologists tagged a 12-foot, 7-inch great white shark about 5 miles off the coast of Chatham, which they named Betsy, by the way. So it's the first tagging on the 12th day of a month-long expedition. What's going on here, and what explains the increased number of shark sightings in recent years?
Well, you have to go back to the early 1970s when Congress passed the Marine Mammal Protection Act. And before then, gray seals, my sense is that they were commonly perceived as a pest, and if you ask fishermen on the Cape, they'll probably tell you they still think of them as that. But there used to actually be a bounty on gray seals. People get paid for bringing in their noses. And after the Marine Mammal Protection Act, you couldn't kill them anymore. And so essentially the gray seal population that at that point was confined mostly to some remote islands in Canada started spreading back down the coast. And now there's about 16,000 off the U.S. coast, mostly in New England, and sharks love to eat seals. And so as one biologist put it to me, the diner was open and the sharks arrived for the meals.
Mm. So let's talk about the risk, and you do a pretty good job putting this in perspective. I mean, you write that the last death in Massachusetts from a shark attack was in 1936. Worldwide, it remains a very rare event. So is this fascination with sharks also providing an opportunity for some education on the Cape about sharks.
It seems to be the case. Yeah, I attended a talk that this sort of celebrity state shark biologist Greg Skomel gave at a library in Orleans, and there are probably 80 people there, and there was most of the questions were sort of curiosity about the biology of the sharks. I didn't really get a sense of much anxiety in the room. So yeah, I think that and the town of Chatham is working to start a shark education center there. So I think partly it's genuine interest in educating people about sharks. My sense is that it's also partly an attempt to kind of inoculate themselves against shark hysteria.
Sure. Now, Warren, I understand that you have been afraid of sharks. Did writing this article, did researching this subject change the way you view sharks?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I'm not horribly phobic about sharks. I still swim in salt water, but I think about sharks when I'm in the salt water probably more than I ought to. And it's an irrational fear, so I don't think educating myself really makes much of a difference, frankly.
Right.
I jumped into the water near Chatham and was planning on swimming out to a buoy out in deeper water, and that's, you know, I got up to chest deep water and decided that was far enough.
You didn't want to push it and have one of those close encounters that haunt your dreams.
Exactly. I wasn't going to have one of those close encounters. I mean, the odds of it happening are infinitesimal, but just thinking about it, somehow my brain couldn't wrap itself around it.
Got it. That's Warren Cornwall. He's a Vermont-based environmental science and outdoor recreation journalist. His piece, Sharks Inc., appears in this weekend's Boston Globe magazine. Warren, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Stay with us. Coming up, one of America's original troubadours, Steve Earle. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.